From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, two of the nation's oldest and best-known retailers said they are merging. Discount retailer Kmart will acquire famed department store giant Sears in a deal worth $11 billion. Both companies have struggled in recent years to compete with fast-growing chains such as Walmart. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Kmart and Sears have some important things in common. Both were Midwestern retailers that got their start in the late 19th century and grew into household names. Both have watched their market share shrink in the era of Walmart, Target, and Home Depot. Kmart even spent more than a year in bankruptcy. Today, in a move that stunned the retail industry, the two companies said they would join forces. The move is part of an effort to recapture the popularity the companies once had with American consumers. Sears chairman Alan Lacy.
The true value that I see in this combination is the fact that we're going to be able to work together to basically optimize each individual property into what's the best format to express and connect with that customer base.
The new company will be called Sears Holdings, but it will be essentially controlled by board members from Kmart. The company said it will continue to use both brand names, although it expects to gradually relabel some Kmart stores with the Sears name. Sears desperately needs to grow. It has about 870 stores, about the same number it had 30 years ago. The company has recently been opening Sears Grand stores meant to compete with Walmart. But Edward Lampert, the billionaire investor who will chair the new company, says the effort has been costly.
With competitors opening hundreds of stores a year, the ability to actually be closer to the customer is something that Sears has started to move towards. But the time and capital required to get there quickly is both prohibitive and risky.
By merging with Kmart, Sears will gain access to some 1,600 new retail sites. Many of them are freestanding buildings located away from the shopping malls where most Sears stores are located. It's the same terrain on which Walmart has fared so well. The merger would give Kmart a new venue for some of its strongest brand names, like Martha Stewart Everyday, and it will allow the company to capitalize on Sears' continued strength in hard goods such as appliances. Still, whether that will be enough to stem the company's decline is unclear. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz is deeply skeptical that the company's management team can pull off the transformation. He doubts Sears and Kmart will even be around in another 6 years.
Walmart is going to chew up Kmart as they have been, like an hors d'oeuvre. Comp store sales are down 14%. Target, chew them up. Home Depot, chew them up. Costco, chew them up. There's going to be nothing left of these two companies.
But Davidowitz says as a short-term strategy, today's deal is pretty shrewd. He notes that Kmart's stock value has been rising over the past few months, putting it in a good position to make a major acquisition. The merger will allow Sears and Kmart to save a lot of money through economies of scale, $500 million a year, according to the companies. That will help pump up the company's earnings, at least in the short term. That view seemed to be shared on Wall Street today. Both Sears and Kmart saw their share price rise sharply after the deal was announced. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.